the most interesting story probably of the weekend is the way in which the left deals with President Trump's dealing with Iran. Their attitude is you attack the president no matter what he does. That's the left's view, period. So if he attacks Iran, the guy's a warmonger and he's bringing the world to the precipice of a war. If he doesn't attack Iran, then he's not, what is the word? Decisive. He's not decisive. Get it? So I'm going to read to you from the New York Times piece on this. And this is a news piece, and I want you to see the way it's written. Mr. Trump's order to attack Iran on Thursday in retaliation for its downing of a spy drone and his abrupt reversal minutes before American forces carried it out have intensified global doubts about the president's judgment and the power wielded by the United States. Why would they have intended? Now, the man did not. It was an act of war. The man did not attack Iran, gave the reason as collateral damage, human collateral damage, right? So he did not attack Iran. So it's intensified global doubts about the president's judgment. Notice the verb, intensified. That means, the New York Times writes, the globe has already had all these doubts. But it seems to me that a good chunk of the globe is voting for people like Trump. Brazil, Italy, Hungary, Poland, even Australia. I'm reading to you the New York Times coverage of the president and Iran. So I repeat, Mr. Trump's order to attack Iran on Thursday in retaliation for its downing of a spy drone and his abrupt reversal minutes before American forces carried it out have intensified global doubts. This is a news piece. This is not an opinion piece. Get it? But there's no difference in the New York Times between news pieces and opinion pieces. Doubts about the president's judgment. The appearance of erratic decision-making. Why is it erratic? How do we know, for example, we have no idea whether or not it was purposeful. Maybe he wanted to go to the brink, let everybody know he could do it, and then stop it. Why isn't the word tactical used instead of erratic? Because the New York Times hates Donald Trump, and its purpose is to get him unseated. This purpose is not to reveal truths. It doesn't bother the New York Times that all non-leftists, not all, most non-leftists do not trust the paper. It does not bother them. There are enough liberals who have still, in their naivete, do not confront the fact that the media are a danger to our democracy. They are not the enlighteners of our democracy. They're a danger to our democracy. People get angry when people say that, but it's an interesting thing. So if we think they're lying constantly in order to push their agenda, what are we supposed to conclude? They're not a danger to the democracy? You think what Google is doing in suppressing conservative thought, and then they have the audacity, not Google, forget Google. The left has the audacity to write columns like the New York Times does. What is the right talking about suppressing conservatives? What are they talking about? How many of our videos are on the restricted list? 100 of our 400. That's right. Well, what was the example I wanted to use recently? I could read to you some of them. I mean, Alan Dershowitz, okay? Harvard professor, Hillary Clinton supporter, and spends 5 minutes, all our courses are 5 minutes at Prager University, and he gives a course on the founding of Israel, the legal establishment of Israel. It's on the list, and on that list is pornography. That's the pornography list. That's what Google does. And it's coming to a head because the Supreme Court ruled on issues related to the lawsuit of Prager University. I'll talk to you about that later as well. But this is... Oh, yeah. Are humans more valuable than animals? Do you realize that they put that on the restricted list so that children in schools can't see it? We are. It's my column. It's my video, right? I do that one. And I argue in that video that humans are the most precious things in the world. That's on the restricted list. Get it? That's called bigoted. I guess I'm bigoted against animals. Half of my worry is that it doesn't worry enough Americans. That's the issue here. The appearance of erratic decision-making, quote, adds to the confusion of his allies and adversaries, unquote, said Nigel Sheinwald, a former British ambassador to Washington who once conducted hostage negotiations with the Iranian government. Now, do you know that I would bet my house that Nigel Sheinwald is on the left? By the way, they always identify people on the right. Conservative, member of conservative party, conservative talk show host. Never. Oh, the latest, the New York Times mentioned us yesterday in a big piece. And what did it call? Far right? Yeah, it called PragerU far right. Because it has Dinesh D'Souza and Ben Shapiro giving courses. They don't mention that we also have four former prime ministers, three Pulitzer Prize winners. Their own Brett Stephens gives courses for us. They don't mention that in the New York Times. That's an example of the New York Times is propaganda. That's all it is, my friends. It's well done propaganda, but it's propaganda. I read it every day. If leaders of Britain, France, and Germany, America's main European allies, saw Mr. Trump's aborted attack as a point of no return for his own reputation or for the United States' global standing, they did their best to hide it. This is considered a news piece. Do you understand that? This whole thing is a joke. What I just read to you is a joke. The writer writes, if leaders of Britain, France, and Germany saw Mr. Trump's aborted attack as a point of no return for his own reputation, they hit it. So why do you write it? If they hit it, who are you to surmise that they feel it? It's not a news piece. You get it? It's... Wow. I thought for a minute that was my bulldog snoring. What Mr. Trump says or does is certainly what he thinks is good for the United States, said Mireille Clapeau, the vice president of the French Parliament's Foreign Affairs Committee. I cannot certify it's good for the entire world. Right. She cannot certify. Okay, so there's another leftist. Okay, what would you like the president to do vis-a-vis Iran? I know what you'd like. Like you... appeasers in Europe would like to do with Iran. Have business dealings with them to make more money. Funny how we conservatives care about morality more than you leftists in Europe and America. Money, 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 more deals with Iran, more deals with Iran.